The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, getting his first shot of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the HSE Assistant Director of Nursing, Brenda Dillon, in Cork City Hall yesterday, is pictured on the front pages of the Irish Times, Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. "It's great to be vac," says the headline in the Mirror, picking up on the lockdown easing today and the Taoiseach's prediction that we're set to have a good summer if we can keep this progress going. "Top jab," says The Sun. "Today marks a major milestone in the nation's return to normality," says the Irish Daily Mail. The Times describes a major relaxing today of COVID-19 restrictions after 5 months of strict lockdown and reports the Taoiseach urging people to be vigilant about personal behaviour. The Irish Examiner leads with another comment by Micheál Martin that younger age groups should be given the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to ensure that no injections go to waste or are held in reserve. The Irish Independent reckons that around 200,000 people aged 45 to 49 could be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in June if the Health Service Executive gets the go-ahead to change restrictions on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. In other stories on the front pages, in the Examiner, Noel Baker reports that at least 514 people have been reinfected with COVID here since the pandemic began. Figures from the Department of Health show that some reinfections were barely 3 months apart, he writes. 15 years after a sectarian attack in Ballymena, County Antrim, in which 15-year-old Michael McElveen was killed, a new witness has come forward to claim that one of his killers confessed to a knife having been used. So Maeve Connolly reports in the Irish News lead story. The Times reports on the difficulties of the British Labour Party following its poor showing in last week's elections. Dennis Staunton writes that the party leader, Keir Starmer, turned a setback into a crisis when he sought to scapegoat deputy leader Angela Rayner for the party's losses in England. He sacked her as party chair, just as some of Labour's best results were coming through, says Staunton. John Downing, in a comment piece in The Independent, writes that there are five key messages to Ireland from the elections in Scotland, England and Wales. The first is that Ireland needs to pay more attention to relations with Scotland and Wales. Another is that the prospect of Scottish independence has taken another step forward, with huge implications for Northern Ireland. The leadership contest in the Ulster Unionist Party is the main story for the Belfast Telegraph. Expected to throw their hats in the ring today, the paper says, are Doug Beattie, an army veteran, and Robbie Butler, a former firefighter.